Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett moves to third. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Alou reaches second base with a double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote scoops up the ball and tags Torres for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breeden for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Foley is walked intentionally. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias misplays the ball. That's an error on Frias. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Hahn moves to second. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Martinez scores. Hahn moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Marshall now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Harry Parker now pitching. Boots Day pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Ron Woods. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Ron Fairley now playing left field. Felipe Alou now playing center field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Han hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Terry Humphrey. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Harry Parker. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garrett bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Breeden is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Foley is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Foley moves to second. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. One out.